This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson says working mothers don't deserve time off from the job to deal with family emergencies. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you cast another of your patented pro-business anti-worker told the White House line votes the other day. I can't believe your heart was in it. The issue was bipartisan legislation to allow up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave a year for workers to deal with urgent family needs. I'm talking about maternity leave for the birth or adoption of a child. I'm talking about the serious illness of workers themselves or a serious illness of their spouse or child or parent. No working woman should lose her job because she needs time off to deal with family emergencies. Since the leave's unpaid, there's no significant cost to business. I know, Al, you're for time off. What you don't like is requiring employers to provide it. It'll never happen voluntarily. If you had your way, Al, you'd probably make Social Security voluntary, too.
Ted, you are dead wrong. This kind of time off is already happening voluntarily. The best companies are competing for the best employees, and they're using maternity leave and flex time to attract them. Ted, not only is your logic usually flawed, so is your family leave legislation. It gives government workers more time off than those in the private sector and places small business at a real competitive disadvantage. How is that fair? Ted, I am for time off, but I'm not for any old one-size-fits-all plan that forces workers to choose between family leave and some other kind of benefits. And Ted, if you really think Congress knows so much about running a business, why are we $4 trillion in the hole? Don't force your lifetime fantasy of marketplace economics on a company trying to keep its head above water. If they listen to you, we'll all be flat broke. You will finally do us in. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.